But running the control board, sitting in for Eon the Peon today, who decided to take the New Year's Day holiday off. That's all about. Josh Gilbert. Josh, how you doing?
Hi, Josh.
I'm pretty good, Bill. Thank you. I'm giving myself a round of applause.
Why not? Why not? Okay. Good to have you along. You hear Josh normally with Steve Cochran in the morning, right?
Yeah.
What time's that show on?
It's on from 10 to noon.
10 to noon. You can hear Josh. And, sounding good, doing a good job. And he's spinning the hits for us this afternoon. And to his left is the lovely and talented Tina Dalpiez.
Hi, Bill. Here. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. Hang on.
Come on.
And you are?
Yeah. I already did introduce myself.
Well.
Thank you very much.
No, Bill.
Oh, no, no. Please,
Bill,
everybody.
Clubman.
Sit down. Please sit down. All right. Hope you folks had a wonderful New Year's holiday. And hope you didn't have to work today. But if you did and you're on your way home, thanks a lot for listening. Always good to have you along. So Dick Clark celebrated his 40th New Year's Eve show.
Now, was he there? I didn't see. Did he say anything?
I didn't see it either. But it was reported that he would be there, and I didn't hear otherwise. So I have to assume that Dick Clark was there. Why are you laughing? Did you see it?
No, I thought it was
I've said this before.
Yeah.
No, I've seen. I don't know. I think he needs to step down and be done. But you know what? At this point, who cares? Let him do what he wants. I guess. I don't. When he first came back after his stroke, wow, it was really, really weird watching Dick Clark because, you know, here he is For all those years, he's the guy that never ages. He's the guy that's always a teenager at heart. Mm-hmm. And then you see, after he was, with the unfortunate stroke and still. But, you know, they say that he still is a huge part of putting that production together. And I guess he still is I don't know if he goes in every day and works like a normal job still. But they say he's really, really involved in the production of that show and still listens to the new music, which is interesting. I, for whatever reason, even though I know Dick Clark is, seems to be, like I say, always young at heart and whatever, it just seems weird that Dick Clark would still be rocking out to the new music. It's just weird to me.
You know, isn't Casey Kasem kind of the same thing, though?
Well, Casey Kasem, I don't think is on the air anymore.
Really?
Yeah, no, I think Ryan Seacrest, sure? Took over
right.
for that.
Oh. No, of course.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, is there anything Ryan Seacrest can't do?
Or won't do?
You know, they tried to get him to go to the Today Show, but I don't think he wants to wake up that early.
I blame him.
Can't say that I blame him either. He wears those skinny ties. I don't own a skinny tie, but that's like a cool thing, I guess.
I had a skinny tie, and then I lost it.
In the
80s? It was too skinny.
it probably got lost in the washing machine.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to it.
So Dick Clark, if you saw it, hope you enjoyed it. I think they only put him on there. Right towards the end, you know what I mean? Like right as the countdown is getting, you see him there with his wife. His wife's still around, right?
Yeah.
See them there together. So there you go, Dick Clark celebrating 40 years during the New Year's Eve.
I guess his real name is Richard.
I have no idea. Always. One time, I wrote I wanted Dick Clark to do an interview, and he still has an assistant, or I guess it was his agent at the time. And so I called this guy. I wrote him, and then I called him, and he was just a real jerk. He was like just a really big jerk, and I was really disappointed because I thought, man, it would be cool. In fact, I think it was the first time that I was going to get this fill in for Frank, so like 2003 or something like that. And so I wrote this. I wrote Dick Clark a letter. I sat down.
You were a teenager.
I wrote him. Shut up! I was not. I wrote Dick Clark a letter, and I said, you know what? My name is Bill Cleveland. Work at this radio station in St. Louis, and I had I called your agent, and you know I wanted to have you on the show, and the guy was a complete jerk, and all this and that, and I sent it off. Well, about a month goes by, and I get a letter back from Dick Clark, and the letter he's very nice, and he didn't really stick up for me, but he said well, maybe you caught the guy on a bad day, blah blah blah. But it was a really cool thing. I still have it at home, and it was signed Dick Clark, and you could tell it was his real signature because it has his secretary, and you know, it was whatever. I'm pretty sure it was real and came from Dick Clark Productions out there in Los Angeles, California, and I have that at home somewhere still. So hopefully Dick got rid of his jerk agent.
Maybe his agent read that.
Oh, maybe.
And sent you back.
Sent back the letter.
Yeah, he's not a bad guy. He just got him on a bad day.
So CeeLo Green, I like CeeLo Green. I only know the one song, the
Forget You.
Forget You. Yeah. Which, by the way, now that's not the real title, right? No. It's the F word.
No, we can't say that.
Yeah. I actually think Forget You sounds better than the F word in that song. I think it for whatever reason, to me, I think it rolls off the tongue a little bit better.
Well, because it's two syllables instead of one.
Exactly. So CeeLo Green has sparked a little bit of controversy during New Year's Eve, and I don't know if he was on the Dick Clark Show, but he sang a John Lennon song that, Imagine.
Right.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so instead of the lyrics from the 1971 Imagine, where John Lennon sings nothing to kill or die for and no religion to, CeeLo Green changed the lyrics to say nothing to kill or die for and all religions true. So all of these people with no life and a bunch of losers on Twitter start sending this guy a bunch of, you know, threatening things saying, how dare you change the lyrics to John Lennon's song, blah, 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 blah. Who cares? What's the big deal?
I mean, wasn't he basically including everybody in that song then?
Well, absolutely. I think it's almost the same thing. Instead of, you know, he's saying, hey, if you want to worship this person or that person, knock yourself out. You know, every religion is fine, and we shouldn't judge, you know, each other. I think it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. There's either no religion or all of them are right.
Exactly. It's the exact same thing, just with a twist. I personally think he made a mistake. I think maybe he meant to sing the right ones and said it the wrong way.
He didn't read the lyrics.
Yeah, I think he meant to say it the right way.
You never know.
And made a mistake, but that's just me. So CeeLo Green, I like it. You can see him on that, is it The Voice? Is that what it's called?
I think so, where they seats turn around.
Yeah. There you go. According to the FBI, over 1.5 million background checks happened on customers who were requested by gun dealers. Just in the month of December, 1.5 million background checks went through for the month of December. Nearly 500,000 of those were in the 6 days before Christmas. People loading up on guns for the holidays.
Yeah. I never thought
Happy
about
holidays,
that.
Everybody.
You're getting a gun.
Goes to the FBI, eh?
On December 23rd alone, there were 102,222 background checks. Making it the second busiest single day for buying guns in history.
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that. Before you think about robbing somebody. Yeah.
Maybe they were afraid the laws would change the next year and they wanted to...
You know
what? That's a good point. Maybe they were getting ready for New Year's Eve.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have anybody firing guns up in the air?
No, not in my neck of the woods.
I had fireworks almost the entire evening.
You thought they were fireworks.
Yeah.
Next door neighbor shooting a pistol up in the air.
Yeah. Which he just got for Christmas.
So I love this story. There's a woman in the United Kingdom. Every year in the UK... You probably know this, Josh. They rank the top 10 pole dancers in the United Kingdom. Did you know that? You know that?
No.
You didn't know that. No. Yeah, sure. His girlfriend's probably listening.
Mm-hmm.
So the top 10 pole dancers in the United Kingdom. So the woman that won this year, they did almost had a full spread on her. a full article on her. About, she's 26 years old. Her name is Annie Norris.
Oh, yeah.
You know Annie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Chuck's cousin?
Mm-hmm. Mm. She was bullied in school when she was growing up as a youngster, and she had acne and a flat chest.
And now she carries a big pole?
Now, she said she was so self-conscious as a teenager that she hated getting changed for P.E. I'm there with her. I hated that changing stuff for P.E. Well, now she's blossomed into a busty blonde beauty and has won the National Pole Dancing Contest.
Good for her.
She stunned the judges with a move that saw her hang upside down using only her elbow. Where can I find a woman like this?
She must be strong.
Let me just repeat that again. Stunned the judges with a move that saw her hang upside down using just her elbow for support. She said, winning this competition is the first time I've ever been proud of anything in my entire life. So clearly not really a great self-esteem. But let me tell you something, kids. This ended up being true for most of the girls that I went to school with. Maybe Josh, you know, you would chime in on this, but it seemed that the ones that really weren't, you know, all that attractive to you as kids, when they grow up, they ended up being pretty good looking.
Oh yeah,
or pretty successful. And then you flip around I still know who, and I went to grade school here in St. Louis. And I remember one of the girls who was really like Miss Popularity, and now you see her, you wouldn't even look at her walking down the street. So,
I think the women in my class really
was it the complete opposite?
Looking, all of them.
Yeah. So this, yeah, this gal, she said she was covered in acne and you know, no chest going on, and now she's, for God's sake, she's holding on by her elbows on the poles.
That's tough. I saw those pole dancers at that show, that concert a few weeks ago.
Wait, what was it? What?
Where was I?
At the pageant at the El Monstero concert. They have a couple pole dancers, wow, they are very strong.
Well, this girl said she started at the age of 16 to boost her confidence.
Started dancing?
Yeah. Pole dancing.
Pole dancing. Says it.
We're not talking like that sleazy kind of, you know, just leaning against it. These girls are
no,
like,
I'm here to tell you, there's nothing sleazy about it.
Doing flippies and doing all kinds of stuff.
Honest to God,
they're
I've
really strong.
You speaking of that, I've never been in a strip club.
I haven't. Either.
I have no interest at all. I'm going
really?
To a strip. No, I just to me it just.
Oh, have you?
I've been. I wouldn't say it's.
He had to cancel
special.
His plans today when he found out he was working the
I was
show.
On my
sorry.
Way over there.
I for whatever.
I don't see the appeal necessarily, but I have been.
Mm-hmm. Then why did you go if you didn't find
it
appealing?
Peer pressure.
Peer pressure?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do the dollar thing?
My girlfriend worked there. No, that's not true.
Oh man, you are gonna get in some trouble.
No, but you know, bachelor parties, they all want to go there. When I on my bachelor party, you know, if that ever happens, we're not going to a strip club.
Where are you gonna go? Denny's.
We're gonna go to Vegas.
Oh,
and we're gonna go to
and
it.
See real and see real the real life strip clubs.
Yeah, yeah, see a real one, not one of these
first
fake ones.
First class.
Yeah,
out in Vegas. All right, good for you.
Okay.
And coming up in a moment, Tina Del Piez has got some movie news for us.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Okay.
Before that, though, they call it tease. Keep people.
Oh, okay.
Keep people staying tuned. Indianapolis is going to host the Super Bowl this year. Do you know what the name of the stadium is?
The Lucas Oil Stadium.
Hey. Very nice.
Ding, ding, ding,
the
ding,
Lucas
ding.
Oil Stadium. They're going to have a zip line, an 800-foot zip line that goes into the stadium, apparently, as a part of the festivities leading up to the Super Bowl. I've never been on a zip line. I bet that'd be fun. I think they have one out at Merrimack Caverns.
Yeah,
now.
I've been on that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How'd that go? See, my luck, that'd be the day it's snapping half. I'd go flying into a tree.
I thought it was really cool. The one at the Merrimack, part of it goes over a parking lot, so it's not like as scenic as they could make it. But
so I could land on a car.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, now
if
we're talking.
Well, the top down, maybe you'd just land in the back seat.
Yeah.
But they were talking about how they were thinking about expanding and getting bigger ones out there, which would be really cool. So it's fun.
Okay. Well, if you want to go, if you're going to be in the area, $10 tickets to go to the to use. That's not that expensive at all.
For the zip line at the Super Bowl?
Yeah. What it says.
Well, I paid.
Yeah, that's going to be cold, though.
$80.
Riding through on the. How fast those things go?
They go pretty fast. I didn't have a speedometer on me.
Yeah, man. In Indianapolis in the middle of winter, that's.
It could be kind of chilly.
Yeah, that might be a bundle up. You think you're cold in the studio, Tina?
Probably why it's only 10.
You're really cold. All right. So you have the top movies of the year? Of 2011? Clearly not of 2012.
The top
pay attention
10
to the show.
Worldwide box office blockbusters as of Friday, December 30th.
Okay.
And the 10 most ridiculous lawsuits.
Ooh. Well, I would do one of those now if I were you.
Okay.
You're doing them now.
Oh, all right. How exciting. Drum roll. Okay. What I thought was interesting was that most of the movies that are being talked about for nominations for Oscars and all of that, none of them. We're in the top 10.
Well,
Dawn
gave us her list of her favorite movies.
Right.
And
you said none of them were on this.
None.
Well,
none
see,
of them
but
are,
she's a she's a critic though.
Right.
She's
artistic.
Well, yeah, but
very,
so are the ones that nominate the real movies that are at the Oscars. It's always the artsy fartsy.
Yeah, but these aren't the these are the nominated
this
ones.
This is no, but these are the ones that made the most money.
These are the ones that
and
people
and none of them are nominated.
The real people, people like us went and saw.
We'll see if these are any good.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 10 is Rio.
No, I didn't see that.
$484.6 million.
Kids will go see that.
Right? Yeah.
Is that
nine,
animated? Is that animated one?
Yes, it was. And number nine, Cars 2.
Yeah.
That may get some nomination.
I liked the first one.
I liked
the first Cars.
I heard it was terrible, Cars 2.
Cars 2, I didn't
most
see
sequels
that.
Are
I don't
terrible.
Understand, though, how a society of cars are able to build things like the Eiffel Tower.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they don't have any hands. They've got wheels.
A little too deep there, my friend.
I don't know, it's just me.
Is that what you think of when you're there at the strip club?
Okay. Yeah,
things like that.
Number eight, also a kids movie, The Smurfs.
I did watch The Smurfs.
Yeah, we saw The Smurfs.
Yeah,
in the building together.
That's no, it nice. Wasn't together. We weren't together. We were.
We just ran into each other.
Right.
Did you both, 3D. You both that's blue. Another 3-1. Yeah. 3D one. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like that.
Then it really switches. Number seven is The Hangover 2.
I just saw that like a week ago.
$581 million.
A lot of male frontal nudity.
Yeah.
In The Hangover, there was.
Yeah, it was horrible, wasn't it?
I didn't like the movie.
I thought it was funny.
I didn't like it as much as the first one. Again,
I liked it
sequel.
Better.
I don't know.
Yeah. It was the exact same movie.
You're pretty much right.
It was pretty close. Number six is Fast Five, which I think is part of that Fast and Furious thing. Is that bizarre that it's number like?
I don't think any movie with Vin Diesel in it is ever going to win an Oscar.
No, it's not. But it sure made a lot of money. Number five is the Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn, Part 1.
You could
one.
Not pay me enough money to go to the Twilight.
I actually watched part of one of those on TV.
Yeah, any good?
What is the fascination?
I didn't think it was
with,
so bad.
What is the fascination with the vampires? It's just about pasty white guys.
Yeah.
It's like a love story.
Vampires are romantic. They're charming.
Vampires are charming?
Well, this one is because he loves her so much, he, you know, doesn't bite her.
They've got to get in close enough to... Yeah.
He loves her so much, he doesn't bite her.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Number four.
That could be a good pickup line. I love you so much, I am not going to bite you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four, Kung Fu Panda 2. I didn't see that, but I saw the first
maybe
one.
Maybe I love you so much, I'm going to bite you.
Yeah.
Repeatedly.
Yeah. Don't look at me when you say that, by the way.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. You guys can go see Smurfs again. Number three, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides.
I didn't see that.
$1.4 billion.
We also saw the Muppet Show together. Mm-hmm. Now that I think about it.
That's great. Number two is Transformers, Dark of the Moon.
Oh, yeah.
$1.1 billion.
It was all right.
So Pirates was $1.04 billion. And number one was Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2, $1.3 billion.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I used to date a girl that loved those Harry Potter movies, and she made me watch one. I fell asleep. Right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Those are long movies for being kids' movies.
And if you don't, I think that's probably one where if you read the books, you're probably a little more up to
books.
Speed on the.
I thought they were fun.
Well, yeah, but you're exceptional, Tina.
They were fun movies. They were exciting. They were okay. Top 10 most ridiculous lawsuits of 2011. Some of these aren't explained very well, but I do remember reading some of them. The one, convict sues couple he kidnapped for not helping him evade police.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that one?
Yeah, because they turned him in.
Yeah, did he say, like, you know, you
we had an agreement.
Me.
Yeah, we had an agreement. Sure we did, pal.
Man illegally brings gun into a bar. He gets injured in a fight, then sues the bar for not searching him for a weapon.
Now, do you have the outcome on any of these lawsuits?
No.
By the way? Yeah. I would love to know how many
of
them
are.
I
think some just thrown out.
They all should be thrown out.
Young adults sue their mother for sending cards without gifts and playing favorites. I remember reading about that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Hmm.
Woman disagrees.
How old were these kids?
They were adults, if I recall.
For playing favorites?
For not getting gifts. Hmm. You never sent us gifts. And
wow.
A gift is not mandatory.
Uh-uh.
You know what, Bill? I'm the favorite. In my family.
Are you an only child?
Yeah. No, I've got a brother and sister.
Yeah.
But they like me best.
How do they feel about that?
They don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So don't tell
them. Good story, Josh.
Yeah. A woman disagrees with a store over an 80-cent refund, so she sued them for $5 million.
80 cents?
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Who are the lawyers taking these cases?
Well,
what's wrong with them?
I can only guess. An obese man sues the burger joint because he couldn't fit in the booth. Remember that one?
Yes.
The booths were too
small.
That was
early in the year. Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember that.
A man suing for age discrimination claims his judge is too old to judge the case. A woman sues over a movie trailer. She says there's not enough driving in Drive.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that one. How do you live with yourself if you file one of these? How do you walk down the street and have any sort of integrity at all?
This passenger's lawsuit says a cruise ship went too fast and swayed from side to side. And then this is a great one. A mother sues Chuck E. Cheese. She says the games encourage gambling in children.
Oh, give me a break.
There you go. There's some wacko people.
There you go. Your top 10 lawsuits of 2011.
Goofy ones.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. It's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Well, some of us. On the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Our good friend Congressman Russ Carnahan.
Good morning. It is good to be with you and good to be home.
Weekday mornings at 6.
Here's what I don't understand, and maybe you can answer it. Maybe you can ask somebody next time you go back to Washington. They say tax cuts pay for themselves.
It's no small amount of hypocrisy going on there.
The big 550.
I mean, they would be, you know, doing everything conceivable if these were tax cuts that were lapsing on the very highest income Americans.
KTRS. Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. So, choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
For over 30 years, Stefaninas has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefaninas one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With 4 locations in St. Charles County and 1 in Chesterfield, Stefaninas is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at steffspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefaninas. Call your local Stefaninas or Stefaninas Express location or order online at steffspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefaninas.
Get to a better place.
Interest rates have plummeted. At American Equity Mortgage, we have rates and APRs now in the 3s, and that can save you money, hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. If your rate is not currently in the 3s, you are paying too much for your mortgage. Whether you're looking for a fixed or adjustable rate, we can save you money, and that will get you to a better place. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999. Don't wait for rates to go up. Call today to lock in a low rate and APR in the 3s. Call now, 314-878-9999, 314-878-9999, or visit AmericanEquity.com.
We'll get you to a better place.
American Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the 3s, call now, 314-878-9999.
Are you a man facing divorce? If so, listen carefully. Divorce affects all areas of your life, financially, emotionally, and mentally. It changes the relationship that you have with your children, perhaps even more than you think. My name is Joe Cordell. Our firm works hard to protect the interests of men during the process. We represent men like you who want to protect their financial interests and the relationship that they have with their kids. Everyone involved in a divorce is affected by the breakup of the family. Cordell & Cordell seeks to help you through this difficult time and to ensure your rights are protected, so that then you can move on with your life.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Call the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell, 314-725-0000, 725-ALL-ZEROS, or visit online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in St. Louis, St. Charles, Jefferson County, Edwardsville, Belleville, and in Clayton by appointment only. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business. NHC has been providing a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living as well as skilled nursing since 1971. Providing our community's quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. If you have questions about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit us at one of our 5 locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town and Country, and St. Charles. Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC, care that respects the individual, care that promotes recovery, care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC, caring in a better way, day by day.
It's Mattress Giant's liquidation sale. Save up to 80% on name brand mattresses and more. Queen sets start at $209, only at Mattress Giant.
Toyota owners, help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis Toyota dealer for factory recommended service performed by Toyota technicians.
Hi there, it's Frank. For all the dumb things I've done in my life, there have been plenty of them. One of the smart things I did is I started saving money in my late 20s. I was now 27 or something. It wasn't much, but it was a start, and it got me in the habit of paying myself first. And that's what you sort of have to do. You have to decide, I'm going to pay myself this much money, 5% of what you make, or whatever you decide to do. And you let that money stack up, and then you let it work and grow. But you need some help. You need some advice, some investment advice. If you have $25,000 or more, and I'm not talking about 20-somethings that have, you know, $300 like I did. I'm talking about those of you who have $25,000 or more. You know that you want that to become more than that. You don't want to just have it remain $25,000. That's not going to take you very far, especially a few years from now. So you go to people like Mark and Jason. Not people like them. How about write to Mark and Jason? Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. All you need to do is go to their website, check them out. Their phone number is there. Give them a call, set up a meeting. And you may already have a financial advisor. My advice would be get a second opinion from these guys. MarkandJason.com.
Mike Evans will not be with us today.
Oh.
I know.
Or maybe he will.
Bap, 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 bap. Was that your Mike Evans impersonation?
Yeah, here's mine. which one of these stars was caught with their pants down?
Wow.
Who's that?
Justin Bieber.
That's pretty good.
Now do your Mike Evans impersonation.
Let's do that. All right.
That's a Josh.
That answer like after this.
Beyond the peon today.
I can do like the one thing he does. What's he do here?
Oh, yeah, where he sips. Apparently, no, you can't. Let's see if I can do it. Let's see if I can. I have a Coke can, so I don't know if I can do it. Yeah, let's try.
Yeah, no, yeah,
pretty good.
Good.
Man, I'm sure that looked ridiculous too.
Well, Tina almost died doing hers.
Wow.
It's because I'm trying to do it out of a water
bottle. That's tougher than I thought.
Well, he's doing it out of a big glass.
Out of a wine glass.
A wine glass.
And he's really drinking, too.
Yes, he is. You asked me that the other day.
I did.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Little Mike Evans trivia.
Absolutely. Mike would have been brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. You all right over there, team? Poor Tina. Boy, she tries to do one trick on the radio, and she's out of commission.
Oh, man.
You all right?
Good thing we didn't ask her to do that routine.
No kidding. Holy crap, man.
Yeah. I would have had to charge.
All right. Watching the, that wasn't the Super Bowl, watching the football game last night, and there were a bunch of, and I like sports, and I'm not a, a lot of guys, I don't know if you're like this, Josh, you're probably not, where it doesn't matter what team is playing, you can sit down and turn the TV on. A lot of guys are like,
not really.
I can't, we're looking right now, there's a game on TV. I wouldn't plop down and go, ooh, okay, let's just watch it just for the sake of watching a football game. I have to have some sort of skin in the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta know what's going on.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's a figure speech.
Yeah, thank you, Tina. Go back to recovering from your water bottle joke.
No.
So, but I'm watching, and I noticed that they, and of course this is most broadcasts now, they have a woman on the sideline.
Mm-hmm.
A female reporter reporting on the sideline.
Normally very good looking.
Normally pretty attractive. But I started thinking about this, and, you know, I guess it must be because they want to have some, you know, equal, you know, we want women to be involved in the sporting industry, and we want them to be on television and have a chance to be like the guys.
I don't think that's it.
Well, I agree. When I watch it, I think it's like they're trying a little bit too hard.
I think one had one, and then the other ones had to get one.
Well, you know what? I didn't think about that. That could very well be.
Well, here's the thing. If I said the name Erin Andrews.
I love Erin Andrews.
See?
And I like her because she's pretty, but I don't know that I look at her and think, and this sounds sexist, but I don't know that it is. I look at her and I go, I don't know if I and this, I don't know that I trust her with the sporting news. You know what I mean? It just seems like it's got to be a guy.
Here's the thing,
I know,
Bill. Would you rather see her on the sideline doing the sideline report, Or Dick Butkus.
No, no, you're absolutely right. Of course I would rather see her. But here, what about this? Should women, if you're going to do the sideline thing, why not just go for the whole, get them in the booth, put them up in the booth? And could you watch a
foot? If somebody does, I think you'll see other people do it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Could you watch, and maybe this is a question for guys, could you watch a football broadcast, let's just say the Super Bowl, if a female is doing the commentating? Wouldn't that be different?
Yeah.
I think they have all these bowl games out right now, and there's like, 40 of them. Yeah. And I think I was watching one of them where they did have a woman doing the actual play-by-play.
Because it is, most sports, baseball, all guys doing the play-by-play. Football, there aren't any women in the announcer's booth. It's all guys.
I know, I'd be like, I just love that color blue.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yep. Before I get a bunch of hate mail, I'm going to tell you right now, there are a lot of women who know a whole heck of a lot more about football than I do.
I can believe that.
And thank you, Tina.
You're welcome. I have no doubt.
It's an interesting thing when you watch it. And again, I don't mean to be disrespectful, and I hope I don't come across that way. It's interesting as I watch that, and I think, well, I wonder what women think. Do women think, well, the sports people, the people in charge think, you're only good enough to be on the sidelines. You're not going to be up in the booth with the big boys doing the we'll toss it to you once in a while to find out, what went on in the locker room.
Few people make it as it is, and a lot of them are former athletes.
So yeah.
Then a woman doesn't have a chance.
Well, Dave just called in, and he agrees with you that women...
What I would like to know is if a woman agrees with me.
There's a guy on the phone. We can take this if you want. His name's Stan.
Stan. Well, I think I'd like to talk to Stan. Hey, Stan, Happy New Year. Good afternoon.
Happy New Year to you guys. How you all doing?
Doing great.
Great.
Frank, if Frank was there, Bill, I think he'd really give you an earful. And you know why? Because he understands marketing. It's all about the demographic.
Yeah.
Think about it. What percentage of male to female watch football? Well, it's about 80-20. Mm-hmm. So somebody about 10 years ago, probably sitting in a boardroom meeting, doing a little brainstorming, said, hey, we're pretty stupid. Why do guys want to watch guys on the sidelines? Let's get women to know what they're talking about on the sidelines. And also, keep an eye on one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
The coaches, which are men, and the players, which are men, are more than happy to talk to a pretty girl than they are talking to some guy who's standing there going, hey, coach, what'd you think of that first half?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't disagree with any of that. But could you, as a man, you like football, could you watch a football broadcast? Last night, the Rams and the 49ers. If a woman was doing the commentary throughout the entire thing, would you watch the sport the same way, or would that be weird for you?
No, I wouldn't want to watch that, and I don't think that's where you're being sexist, because a lot of these guys play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, that's a big difference today, too. And then, you know what? Now to get to a sexist side of it, think of this. This is kind of interesting. Every once in a while, and it happened, I think, just last year, where I can't think who it was. It was a female reporter.
Yeah.
Who got upset, I think it was the NFL, wasn't it? Got upset because guys are walking around naked in the locker room.
Right,
hey,
right.
That's their sanctuary.
Right.
Don't go in there then. Don't go in.
Right.
And the other thing is, hey, how many sports reporters that are men do you think are going to be allowed into the women's locker room?
Good point.
Zero.
I've tried. They won't let you in.
No right. kidding.
Hey, thanks right. a lot. I appreciate it, Stan.
All right, have a good day.
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But again, like I said, there's a lot of women that know a whole heck of a lot more about sports than I do. But it was an interesting observation as I watched the game the other night. Any of these games, almost any of the games. Anybody
well, there was a woman reporter on the sidelines talking to, I believe it was Joe Namath.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, and she was doing the sideline report, and he just happened to be there. He was drunk, and he asked her out on a date.
Oh, nice.
Is he the one he sent the picture to?
No.
Oh, no, that was
that was Brett Favre.
Brett Favre.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's right. Okay.
Both Jets quarterbacks. Yeah, he just wanted to say that...
I'm an idiot?
Well, no. He's saying that the women don't do as good of a job on the news.
I disagree with that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that
so
at all.
So you're not going to take his report. Call because he disagrees?
Yeah, put him on. What's his name?
His name's Dave.
All right, let's talk to Dave. Hey, Dave, what's going on?
Oh, good show. But it just seems like, I love seeing the women, but as far as like the little 5-minute section of sports on 5-4-2, they really don't do as good a job. They'll mispronounce their names. And I just maybe you can get used to it. But everybody's got their opinion, they have a right to do that. But what do you think? Thank you for the time.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. All right.
Yeah, they shouldn't mispronounce the names.
Well,
if
that's
any, do it,
that's
they
any
need
broad,
to learn.
That's any broadcaster right. shouldn't mispronounce the names. Anyway, just interesting, just something I thought of as I'm sitting there watching the football game, and you gave me a little insight.
But they
there.
Do have some women now, don't they, on our local channels doing the sports?
Yeah. There's Katie Feltz on Channel 5, I know. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any others. To be quite honest with you.
That might be it. Right. So, but we just had a caller, Sam, say that there were a couple of women doing play-by-play on some of the smaller bowl games.
Okay.
So they're out there. Good just they don't give them the big ones, prime time.
Now, I will tell you, like when I watch tennis, I love some of the women they have, and I bet they're former players. Like the one guy said, a lot of the males.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah it's
I
hard
love,
to get a...
I love listening to them. They're much more interesting to me than
the Olympics,
guys.
And during the Olympics, they have a lot of...
It's hard to get a former female football player to do play-by-play.
I wonder if Janet Reno's available. She could do it. No?
Okay.
Let's go ahead and take a break. What do you say? We'll come back. If you'd like to chat, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. This is the Big 550.
Tiger Nation, KTRS has you covered all season long. Whenever there's breaking news on Mizzou, turn on the Big 550. Plus, we'll hit your mobile device with alerts, including reminders just prior to our pregame coverage. And we can send you the final score if you're ever out of earshot. Simply text MIZZOU to 84126. Message and data rates apply. This is the home of the Tigers, the Big 550, KTRS.
It's a difficult conversation to have with mom or dad. What to do for their care today and what to do with their care going forward. Well, Gardenview Care Center is here to tell you about their assisted living and skilled nursing programs. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Millhaven here for Gardenview Care Center. Their assisted living offers a real difference. You never have to move again to get the care you need. That's because at Gardenview Care Center, the assisted living help you need now and the skilled nursing help you may need later are always available right there on site at Gardenview Care Center. Their nurses, their professionals, the staff, the doctors are all right there. You know them, you trust them. At Gardenview Care Center, your loved ones never have to endure the stress of moving and they don't have to get used to new caregivers. Gardenview Care Center has three locations. To find out more, 636-449-7575. That's 636-449-7575. Assisted living suites as well as skilled nursing care from the best. Gardenview Care Center or gvcc.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Switch to the Allstate Value Plan for their most affordable car insurance and you still get an agent. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you like Allstate.
Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at progressive.com.
Hi there, it's Frank O'Pinion. It's hard to believe, but in about 5 months, I will hit the 39-year mark as a patient at Ballast Dental Care. I know. If you meet me, you go, my goodness, you look like you're only about 45, 46 years old. Well, thank you. I'm older than that, and I've been an adult patient at Ballast Dental Care for 38 and a half years. Now, why would anybody stay with a dentist that long? Well, let's put it this way. Why would I leave? When you find a dental clinic like you never thought could exist, you're not going to go anywhere else. If you're not going to Ballast Dental Care, you may not have found that clinic yet. I invite you to discover a place where you no longer have to be afraid to go to the dentist, a place that will set aside and get rid of all that anxiety and worry and the nerves that have kept you out of the dentist's office for far too long. Why don't you check them out? BallastDentalCare.com is the website. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. You can tell them we sent you in. We'd love that. We'd appreciate that. You're going to be really glad you did this. BallastDentalCare.com.
Coming up tomorrow, we will all be back, minus Frank. Be back on Thursday afternoon.
And I won't be here.
And you won't be here on Thursday.
Nope.
Yeah. Does anybody work a regular schedule around here? I don't think so. The large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Bill Cleveland. It is good to have you along. Hope you had a good New Year's Eve holiday. And
you know it's supposed to be 60 degrees on Friday?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But then I looked on Saturday. It's only going to be like 40 degrees.
Yeah, but who cares? I mean, it could be in the teens.
Here for one day. Up. I actually have to work on Friday.
40 is pretty good.
You what?
I have to
40s is good?
40s
is
good.
Not bad.
40s is good for Bill. Bill thinks it's like
balmy
outside right now.
This is 30s with tons of wind.
I said because it was sunny today. It was beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky. It was nice. You know? As opposed to a bunch of clouds.
Well, if you look out your front window,
yeah,
probably looks nice.
I can't now because I have brand new curtains
in
my house. Hung up some curtains here. That was my rockin' New Year's, everybody. you think your New Year's was exciting? Holy crap.
Maybe that's
why curtains.
You're not meeting women, Bill.
Because I'm hanging curtains?
You're at home hanging curtains.
Well, that was a one-time occurrence. It's not every holiday. And believe me, if you know me, there are far more other reasons people don't want to date me. Hanging curtains is the least of my problems.
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch to myself.
Yeah.
What else have I not covered today? So we're back to my... Now, this is kind of interesting. I don't drink. We talked about this earlier. But doctors say that... Well, here, let me go back. A lot of people right after the holidays, after they do all their drinking and whatever, they decide they want to recover. And so they don't do any drinking. They try to, you know, after they binge, I guess you would say, the Christmas holidays and all the parties and New Year's Eve and all that, they stop drinking and they just kind of go cold turkey. They don't do anything for a month or so, thinking they're going to, you know, do their liver a favor and you know, try and bounce back a little bit. Well, doctors say that is actually really, really, really bad for you. And that if you just stop, it almost like throws your liver into a state of shock. So if you were a drunk over the holidays and you had a lot to drink, then don't just take yourself off at cold turkey. You need to just maybe...
Wean yourself?
Is that what I said?
No,
she's saying, is that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, just a little bit. Maybe knock it down a couple of notches. Because they say you can, and there's
So you should have a drink before you come to work.
Doctors say
it's a good thing I got a little drunk before
doctors
the show.
Doctors say the so-called Janopause. That's what it's called. There's a phrase for it. When drinkers cut out alcohol for only the first month of the year is a bad thing to do medically. It fails to rejuvenate the liver in the long run. It does absolutely no good for you whatsoever.
Janet Reno Claus?
No. Yes, Janet Reno Claus. It's a combination of Santa and the former Attorney General. Janopause.
Janopause.
Janopause. It's when people stop drinking for the first month of the year. The British Liver Trust. How many of you knew that such a thing existed? The British Liver Trust says abstaining from alcohol altogether for a short period instead creates a false sense of security.
That's the BLT?
What is the BLT?
The British Liver
Trust. Oh, yeah. Hey.
Wow, Bill.
Man, sorry.
Come on. Well, all those people that are giving up drinking think they're so much better than me. Now I have something to throw back at them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you could do what I do and just don't drink at all. Go. And last but not least today... Poor guy. Parachuting. Any of you two ever?
Never.
No.
Would you?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Maybe for $10,000.
Really? $10,000? I think I'd do it for
$1,000. I would not. I would not do it.
I had a friend call me, and he said, do you want to go jump out of an airplane with me? Yeah. And I said, not really. And he said, but I got a really good deal on it.
Uh-huh.
Which is like...
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that I do.
Yeah.
Tap off.
Yeah. In Maine.
I'll make it and you won't.
Yeah.
In Maine, a parachuter, this was yesterday. No, this was today. Left hanging in a tree 70 feet over Maine.
Oh.
So his parachute went out, but he caught a tree, so he's stuck. So I have no word yet if he's got, poor guy's been taken down or not. He was a 66-year-old guy flying a parachute powered by a large fan. Oh, this wasn't even out of a plane. 66-year-old guy flying a parachute powered by a large van mounted to wheels and a seat. A fan, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we jumped off maybe a cliff or something?
And had the fan going, powered himself up, and got caught in a tree 70 feet up over Maine. See, without stories like this, Honest to God, what would we do? What would we do in here?
Takes all kinds.
Holy mackerel. All right, there you go. Hope you folks have a wonderful Monday night. Be back here tomorrow, a little bit after 3 o'clock. Tina and myself, Peon and Dan Strauss.
I won't be here.
You will not be here, Josh. But thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you working on the otherwise holiday.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful Monday night, everybody. It's a Big 550 KTRS.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks...